Polling data recently released by Share the Road Cycling Coalition shows some of the habits of Ontarians who cycle, want to cycle more, and support for investment into cycling infrastructure. Some of the data collected in the poll and highlighted by Share the Road Cycling showed 68% of Ontarians, which is 9.8 million people, ride their bike at least monthly. About 22% of Ontarians say they ride a bike daily or almost daily, and 46% say they ride weekly or monthly. More information collected in the poll shows cyclists are also often motorists. Ontarians are both cyclists and drivers. 87% of Ontario's 3.2 million frequent cyclists say they also drive frequently, while 85% of Ontario's 9.8 million occasional cyclists say this is the case. The top two reasons for cycling are recreation, with 72% of individuals cycling for this purpose, and exercise, with 65% using bicycles for this activity. Shopping and running errands are the reason 16% of Ontarians cycle occasionally, 33% for frequent cyclists, with visiting friends also at 16%, 34% for frequent cyclists. Commuting to work and school is the choice of 11% of occasional cyclists, with frequent cyclists at 20%. 8.5 million Ontario residents, 59%, live in a bicycle-friendly community, as designated by Share the Road's Bicycle Friendly Communities program. The data was brought forward at the 15th Annual Ontario Bike Summit, and based on a poll by Crestview Strategies out of Toronto. The representative group was 1,000 adult Ontario residents who responded between April 19 and 22. The margin of error is plus or minus 3.1%. Share the Road Cycling Coalition's board chair, Ed McMahon, said the data from the poll is confirming something the coalition believed all along, that Ontarians are cyclists and that they want to cycle more often. The fact that the data shows that Ontarians are both motorists and cyclists points to the fact that a false narrative has developed, and that somehow cycling is a divisive issue, said McMahon in a news release. This is simply not the case. With Ontario motorists also cycling regularly, there is a clear imperative that we all focus on making our roads and our communities safer with investments that will save lives and lessen congestion. According to messaging from Share the Road, the polling shows a demand for more cycling infrastructure. A majority, 51%, want to cycle more often, with 70% of regular cyclists and 58% of occasional cyclists indicating this preference. A majority of Ontarians, 65%, expressed their desire to cycle more if there were improved cycling infrastructure. The biggest obstacle to cycling more is fear at 48%. 61% of respondents stated that they would feel more comfortable cycling if their area had well-connected and safe cycling infrastructure. 56% of Ontarians agree that, where I live, cyclists need more bike lanes or paved shoulders. McMahon said this support indicated by the polling results is a powerful statement that the coalition will use to assist in its ongoing work with local and provincial governments to push for enhanced infrastructure and programs to improve cycling and road safety. Share the Road argues the poll results show strong support for action from the provincial government to support cycling. 66% of Ontarians believe that their government should allocate funds towards cycling infrastructure in order to make cycling a safer and more convenient mode of transportation. 65% of respondents felt that such investments would benefit cyclists and motorists. 57% Ontarians see a need for a dedicated active transportation fund by the provincial government. 68% support investments in cycling and bike paths. 61% support investments in a new cycling education program that will offer cycling education options to Ontarians of all ages. 77% are in favor of investment streams that prioritize pedestrian infrastructure. There is strong support, with 92% of Ontarians in favor of plans that promote walking and cycling to schools. Poll questions dived into the respondents' calls for more support for cycling, asking specifically if that support would be worth financial investment in the form of built infrastructure and tax incentives. This is what they found. 72% believe investing in proper cycling infrastructure makes it safer for all road users. 65% say, investing in cycling is good for my municipality. 58% agree that investing in cycling is good for their city's business and tourism. 55% agree there should be tax breaks and incentives to offset the cost of purchasing a new bicycle or e-bike. In terms of voting intentions, 42% say they would be more likely to vote for a local or provincial candidate if they make a strong public commitment to road safety and cycling infrastructure funding. When it comes to contributions to taxes that fund transportation infrastructure, 54% of Ontarians agree that cyclists are contributors, and pay taxes, e.g., through property taxes, sales taxes on bikes. About the Share the Road Cycling Coalition. The Share the Road Cycling Coalition is Ontario's cycling advocacy and policy organization created to unite cycling organizations from across the province, work with and on behalf of municipalities to enhance their ability to make their communities more bicycle-friendly and advocate for investment and engagement by provincial and municipal governments. Core to the organization's mission and mandate are safety, education and awareness campaigns.